Hello, this is Paul. I'm reading from John's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 27 to 38. At this point, his disciples came and they were amazed that he had been speaking with a woman. Yet no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why do you speak with her?" So the woman left her water pot and went into the city and said to the men, "Come, see a man who told me all the things that I have ever done. This is not the Christ, is it?" So they went out of the city and were coming to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." So the disciples were saying to one another, "No one brought him anything to eat, did he?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do you not say there are yet 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, that they are white for harvest. Already he who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruits for eternal life, so that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this case the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not laboured. Others have laboured and you have entered into their labour." So when we look at this, Jesus broke cultural norms in speaking to a woman. I just wonder, do we avoid some people or groups of people because we feel uncomfortable? You also see the powerful effect of a testimony. When Jesus spoke to this woman, he spoke words of knowledge that were not natural, and it broke open something. In that when she went back and got the men from the city to come. I was quite amused when I realised I had this particular section to read, because in the family we have a little silly saying. If, for example, we want to know if there's anything to eat or any chocolate or treats or something, and I'll say, "I have chocolate that you know not of," for example. And it alludes to this particular passage. So, yeah, it's interesting. To do the will of his father was what Jesus looked upon as food. So I'm wondering, was this because it was more satisfying to him than food itself? Or maybe there's other stuff in there that needs digging out, but I think that's probably it. And then he goes on and basically says that we build on previous people's witness and testimony. And Jesus said he was reaping, or there was reaping of fruit, perhaps in seeing the people coming out of the city and coming to him. Is that what it means? Let's pray. Father, what an impact this meeting had on a city, because Jesus spoke to one person with spiritual insight. We long to see people respond to the gospel. Give us courage to speak to people and seek words from you that will open hearts to cause people to find out for themselves more and seek you. Amen.